It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us this week. Dream Theater singer James LaBrie, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jackie. How you doing?
Doing well. Happy to be talking with you again. We're here to celebrate the recent release of the new Dream Theater record, A View from the Top of the World. Again, it's out now. And Dream Theater is a band that can go in any number of musical directions. What sets the musical template for an album, particularly this new one?
Well, I mean, I think that any given album, you can kind of see where we were at that particular moment in time as far as, you know, music or what inspired us or what we felt was necessary for us to, you know, explore musically. And I think one of the beautiful things about being in a band as such as Dream Theater is that there are no limitations. You know, we're not confined to a specific or particular style. You know, we have this tapestry that we can just go to, you know, it's limitless, basically. So I think with anything, like with this album in particular, A View from the Top of the World, we knew that we wanted to write an epic track, being the title track. And we knew, you know, that kind of like, it set the tone. It was like, okay, we are going to do an epic on this. So we also know that we're going to be able to do a lot of experimenting, exploring, and be somewhat eclectic, you know, in the way that this album is going to turn out. We also knew that we wanted to give this album high energy from beginning to end. We just wanted it to be something that was very energetic, a celebration of, you know, like being spirited. Especially, you know, you got to remember, we were recording this during the height of the pandemic. So if anything, it was our, you know, it was therapeutic to us to kind of immerse ourselves in something else besides being inundated with what the pandemic was doing to each and every one of us. So that also kind of propelled us to go in the direction and to want to write the kind of album that we ultimately wrote.
A View from the Top of the World is the new Dream Theater record. It's out now. Here's another tune from it, Transcending Time. It's Full Metal Jackie, Dream Theater singer James LaBrie with us again, talking about the new record, A View from the Top of the World. You're a singer who likes the melody of a song to be in place before you write lyrics. How much of a cinematic approach is writing lyrics in the sense that the melody tells you a story?
Well, I always feed off of the energy of the song first. So the song has to resonate with me as far as like if I'm going to write the lyric to that song. You know, when I'm doing my solo albums, I'm writing basically the bulk of it, if not all of it, lyrically. But when it comes to Dream Theater, we're sharing the lyrical duties, so to speak, between myself and John Petrucci. And then John Myung usually does one lyric at least per album. And so with me, I need, you know, I always want to write the lyrics to songs that I immediately have an idea where I would want to go. Melodically, you know, melodies come to me very fast. So I'm writing melodies, and I write melodies along with John Petrucci, and Jordan gets involved as well. So the melodies come together pretty fast. And I always feel that the melody, because of its feel, the energy, how expressive it might be, if it's, you know, evocative, is always the key game. You know, you want to really be able to be very expressive within anything that you're singing. So that kind of also sets the tone as to what I believe this subject matter should be about. And also, let's face it, the melody also is what is the key to the amount of syllables, right? Within, so those kind of shape the words as well. So to me, I know there are singers or lyricists out there that they say, oh no, man, I got all the words pretty much written down, and then I tweak them to fit the melody. And I'm like, no. I want to be inspired by the music and the melody, and then that gives me the inspiration for the words.
James LaBrie of Dream Theater with us on the show this week. Coming up next, we'll hear from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from The Pit. We'll also get to new music from Arch Enemy, tunes from Death Angel, Iron Maiden, and more with James LaBrie on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie, Dream Theater singer James LaBrie on the show with us. We're talking about A View from the Top of the World, the band's new record, and it was recorded at a band-owned facility, a first for Dream Theater. How did having that resource prove to be conducive to artistry?
Oh, extremely. So yeah, we have a place that's called Dream Theater Headquarters, and we had moved into this warehouse a few years ago, and we, you know, so the back of the warehouse is for all of our equipment and everything, and then the front we renovated into a full-on state-of-the-art studio, you know, with a living room, a boardroom, a kitchen, a maintenance room, the engineer room or control room for the actual recording, and then we have a big rehearsal room as well. So it was extremely instrumental, no pun intended, in the way that we were able to go about this album, because, you know, we started writing it during the height of the pandemic. So we were able to, you know, even though we were all fully vaccinated, we didn't have to worry about going into any other kind of like more corporate studio where we were passing other people and there's several people coming in and out of the building. It was just ourselves, the engineer and our production assistant. So that's all we had to worry about. And, you know, as long as we were all good to go, then it just gave us that opportunity to focus on the music, not have to worry about anything else that's going on the beyond the walls of the studio. So it was extremely, as you say, conducive to being able to just focus in on the creativity end of things and just batten down the hatches and write the kind of album that we did.
James LaBrie of Dream Theater with us. A View from the Top of the World is the new Dream Theater record, and that is out now. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Music from Hatebreed, The Amity Affliction. More with James LaBrie coming up next. It's Full Metal Jackie, Dream Theater singer James LaBrie on the show with us this week. The new Dream Theater record, A View from the Top of the World, is out now. And not only is there a new Dream Theater album, but your new solo album is going to be released next year. What resonates with you about 70s music that in turn colors Beautiful Shade of Grey?
That's a great question. Well, I mean, you know, I'm a huge Zeppelin fan. I'm a huge... you know, Pink Floyd and Aerosmith and, you know, Deep Purple and all that. Like, these bands were so iconic back in the 70s. And so, you know, a lot of the inspiration, when I sat down with Paul Logue, who's the other musician that I wrote the album with, and he's from Scotland, I said, you know, Paul, I just want us to think more about, you know, if you think about the acoustic end of Dream Theater, of Zeppelin, and the way, you know, like that organic approach to their songs, it was still beautiful, it was still powerful, extremely melodic, and, you know, it just kind of reached deep within, it resonated deep within each and every one of us that listened to any Zeppelin. And so that was kind of the catalyst to set things in motion. It became a full ensemble. I mean, I have keyboards, drums, bass, rhythm guitar, and then lead guitar, and then myself doing all the vocals. So it's somewhat acoustic, but it's also full ensemble as well. So it can be, you know, it still has the full band kind of sound and orchestration. And Beautiful Shade of Grey has a lot to do with the lyrics that I wrote for this album. And a lot of my lyrics are dealing with the human condition, you know, and all the dynamics of life in itself, you know, that we, each and every one of us experience, and that's very, to a certain degree, it's common for most of us to go through the same experiences. So I wanted to write a lot about that. And so that's kind of what inspired this whole venture. It'll come out in May, and I'm really excited for everyone to hear this. It came out fantastic.
James LaBrie of Dream Theater with us on the show. It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break. Up next, a new tune from The Amity Affliction. Plus, we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week and more with James. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie. James LaBrie of Dream Theater on the show with us. A View from the Top of the World, the new record from Dream Theater, is out now. And James, when you're a touring musician, performing for an audience is a significant part of your identity. How did it affect you temporarily redefining yourself over the course of the past year and a half?
I think like anyone out there on this planet, you really had to take a step back and say to yourself, you know, what really matters. And I think you start getting a different perspective on, you know, like, don't complicate life, you know. Life is difficult enough on its own. But, you know, appreciate everything that you have and appreciate the simplicities that, that you can maybe integrate within your each and every day of your life. So for me, you know, the redefining was, you know, just being a human being like that, like the other 7.5 billion people on this planet. And at the same time, appreciating what I have and not forgetting what I eventually want to come back to doing. And that is what we're talking about here today, the music. But yeah, it was a step back, I think, for each and every one of us. It was a step back to, you know, really put things into perspective and see what is important and what is superfluous, so to speak, you know, and get rid of it if it's not good.
It's Full Metal Jacket. Pick up the new Dream Theater record, A View from the Top of the World. James LaBrie with us. It's always great to catch up with you. Good luck with this release, and thanks again for taking the time.
Okay, thanks, Jackie. Appreciate it.
Music from Iron Maiden and more after this.